Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Okay, part two. You know, I try not to do that, but when I start thinking about how scammed we are, how dishonest these people are, I don't know. I don't know what else to do sometimes. What's the word for it? Naivete, innocence, stupidity, ignorance, arrogance. Too many people are drinking the Kool-Aid. They're not thinking. You have to be a thinking American. We're not thinking. Mr. Horseshit Fauci over here. Sorry, he may look like a priest, but he doesn't act like one. Let's do this. Let's go to this, and I want to kind of talk you through it. So let's go to 2 minutes and 9 seconds. Stop there. Everybody stop. All of you listening, welcome to part two. Let's just stop there, and then we're just going to hear him bullshit for about a couple of minutes, and I want to point out certain things along the way. So first, let's just start and go to 2 minutes and 9 seconds. All right, here, let's just about stop. So stop. All right, now I'm going to turn it on again, and she's asking him, whoever she is, I don't know, about the number of dead, about the prospective deaths. So here we go. Let's start, turn this on, and when I say stop, stop. 100,000 to 250,000. Now we have the data. Now we can get real. Do you think the number of fatalities in this country will be significantly lower than the 100,000 to 200,000? What do you think, Fauci? You want to revise this again? I do. Now you got to see, I do. And he's got this pious face on. He's like the neighborhood priest. He does. He went into communion with God and came back with a better answer. And it's all good news to listen to what he says. There we go. Right to the American public. And what's he stating? What's he stating is that thanks to the American public, following the rules, being the sheep, crawling under the rock, not seeing through our bullshit, our lies, not seeing through the dark intentions of the vaccine industry, I can lower the numbers now. I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Don't get too cocky about, always look behind your back, because this could change. Don't get too comfortable. But your reward for following the rules is, I'm going to lower it to 60,000, which is the 2017-2018 flu. And this is my point. My point is, in the end, this thing is no worse than a harsh flu. But we didn't see that coming. We thought it was 2.2 million dead. Not 60,000 or thereabouts. Now listen to how he handles the rest of this. We buckled down. Go on, turn it on. Modeled. See, there's the headline. As I told you on the show in the past, models are only as good as the assumptions you put in. What he's doing is he's taking the way out. Well, the question for Fauci is, why did you choose those stupid models? Because Richard Epstein didn't choose those stupid models. Ioannidis didn't choose those stupid models. Witkowski didn't choose those stupid models. Gupta didn't choose those stupid models. Levitt didn't choose those stupid models. A lot of people didn't choose those stupid models. Why are you in your position choosing stupid models? You chose the stupid Ferguson model. That was a stupid model. It was a hideous model. And why do we elect you chancellor of infectious disease in this country, and yet you chose this stupid model? You crashed an economy based on a stupid model. You've put people out of work in the multi-millions because you chose a stupid model. That's what you did. You helped create an economic depression second to, well, what? Maybe the Great Depression. At this point, I pray not. But you created a lot of damage, Dr. Fauci, by creating a stupid model. But you look like the local neighborhood priest, so we can forgive it. Okay, right. Where's your common sense? Who owns this guy? Is it not more like Witkowski says? Witkowski, check my last show. He's not owned by the government. He's not bought by the government. And yeah, maybe deep down in his heart, he doesn't want to do what he's doing. I doubt it. Resign. Write a book. Get another job. Don't lie, and don't play stupid, because that's what he did. Sorry, my friends. I sound annoyed. This is disgusting. There's a dark agenda underneath this, and it is coming your way, and I'm not being needlessly conspiratorial. Bill Gates and the rest of these pigs, they're waging war. We'll talk about this later, this thing with the vaccines and viruses and the rest of it, because we're not looking at this correctly. But so much for Fauci, and I'm glad finally now we're getting some truth out. Mind you, this pandemic that is going to take 60,000 people in the United States, maybe a little bit more, is analogous to the flu of 2017-2018, if you didn't know, that took about 60,000 people. Keeping in mind right now, if you go to the website, that coronavirus, right now in the world, this is another interesting thing. I mean, I find it, the whole thing fascinating. We've got 108,000 deaths in the world right now. 108,000 deaths. The flu of 2017-2018 took over 600,000 people in the world. So you're talking about 600,000 people in the world in the 2017-2018 flu, and we've got 108,000. That's six times the number of people coming to equal that flu. And, you know, I want to remind you guys, with the flu, kids get it. Which is not to say that adults, that old people aren't as important as children. But if we're going to start this, if we're going to start this about the coronavirus, if we're going to do this to the world because of the corona pandemic, we ought to mention that we don't do this for the flu. And if the coronavirus isn't going to take any more than the flu, then what are we doing? Oh, that's right. I forgot. It's the quarantine. Oh, the only reason the coronavirus didn't take hundreds and thousands of people is because of what Fauci said. And that is why, my friends, we have to understand the state of California. We have to understand this, and this is why I put the article on by Victor David Hansen. All right, the state of California right now, if you go to that Worldometer, it's one of the links on the site. The state of California, if you go to California, California has 500, and 98 deaths. They've had 14 so far today. Yesterday they had 25. Okay. So, we're supposed to believe that this semi-quarantine that started about three and a half weeks ago in the state of California is the reason California's only had, out of 33 million people, 584 deaths. And is already done. I mean, 25 deaths. California hasn't gone. The death rate's going down in California, and it never even hit, what, more than 70 or 80 a day? We didn't get this. Not nearly to the projection of some of these geniuses like Fauci et al. So who saw this coming? Well, I did. I knew they were lying. I've seen this go down with AIDS. They did this with HIV. And I did a show recounting how they did it with AIDS. I knew they were doing it again right from Jump Street. It smells. But it's not just me. Because we have an article here that I want us to ponder. And that article is the first link. The first link, 2020 California herd immunity. You've heard me mention this before if you went to the webinar. By the way, the webinar was a ball. I had a ball. Thank you, everybody, for coming. The word for the most part is you found it highly informative. I am going to start groups, but it may not be what you think it is. I'm not canceling my classes. I still want people to come to the office. Soon, this stupidity is going to be lifted. No, I have a different idea. I have a whole different intention for these groups I have coming. But we'll discuss that later. Let's go to that article, Coronavirus, by Victor David Hansen. He published this March 31st, The California Herd. If you scroll down, keep scrolling. I didn't scan and then copy this one. I just wanted to post it. If you go down a ways, what you're going to come to is travel forecasts. Travel forecasts for China for 2020, even amid the trade war, had estimated more than 8,000 daily arrivals in California. I mean, think about that. Travel forecasts from China for 2020 estimated 8,000 daily arrivals in California. 2 years ago, Garcetti bragged that 1.1 million Chinese tourists had visited LA, which is about 3,000 a day. The greatest number of foreign tourists to Los Angeles are Chinese, and the city is the favorite spot in America of all visitors from China. During the months of October, November, January, and February, before the travel ban, perhaps nearly 1 million Chinese citizens arrived in California on direct and indirect flights originating in China. Now, moreover, researchers in Italy believe that the Chinese were not telling the truth about the origins or birth dates of the virus. They argue that COVID-19 was first loose worldwide in the middle of autumn rather than in the winter. Reuters recently reported Adriano De Carli, an epidemiologist and medical statistics professor at the University of Milan, said there had been a significant increase in the number of people hospitalized for pneumonia and flu in the areas of Milan between October and December of last year. There's so much of this, I don't even know if I want to go through it. It is just, if you look at this and so many other things, overwhelmingly obvious. Not so much that China hid it from us, but that it was in the Chinese population, fulminating as back as the fall of 1919. So let's just not even say October. Let's say November. November, December, January. That means you had hundreds and thousands of Chinese hitting the state of California. November, December, and January. Giving China the benefit of the doubt, meaning arguing against this infiltration. You have to start arguing. You have to start counting in November. It means before California went into lockdown in March. In March, this is March, we went into lockdown. November, December, January, February. We've been passing this before a lockdown back and forth between each other based on the flood of Chinese people into the state of California. We've been passing it around 4 months. Think about that. Think about that. Our death rate now should be in the hundreds of thousands, which is what the projection was. This is what these boobs were saying. This is what the leading epidemiologists off the Ferguson model were touting. And yet, we have 584 deaths in California, 25 yesterday. 25. So it would be one thing for Fauci to stand up and say, well, we thought it was going to be 100,000 or 200,000. Now we're finding it's 60,000. No. What he's saying is, you've all been locked under a rock now for the last 3, 4, 5 weeks. And because of that, it's 60,000. Not what this is pointing to. California is not benefiting. The numbers in California are so low, and it is not explained by the quarantine. There's no way. Our quarantine started far too late. Now, you got to get that one. You got to get the statistics. You got to get these articles. And you got to take these arguments to your friends. You have to. Let them scream. Let them look at you with those stupid faces. I just stupid. They're stupid. I don't know what to tell you. Innocent, stupid, arrogant, whatever. But they all get morally indignant. They get righteous. They look at you like you're a murderer. This sounds like that narrative. This sounds like that stinking narrative. We have a culture of pansies who cannot hear truth. And when you stick it to them, no matter how you do it, they get morally indignant. They get self-righteous. It is unbelievable. And the beating we're going to take, not this time round, the next. I'll get to that later. Hansen's saying what I'm saying, what Epstein is saying, what Murkowski's saying, what Michael Levitt is saying, what anybody with a brain is saying, what the girl at Jack in the Box I was talking to was saying, what people who live under a bridge in the street in a cardboard box are saying. As long as you have a brain and as long as you can think outside the box, as long as you're not afraid, you're going to realize this is a joke. The numbers are not adding up. I want you to take these arguments, the numbers, the statistics, the articles, the references, the credentials of the people behind it. And I want you to stick it to people. Don't be disrespectful. Don't raise your voice. But be passionate, be bold, and keep talking. Let them shit on the floor and bury them with the truth. This is your mandate. This is what you were called to do. The price is far too high not to enter this fight. This is a fight. Our civil liberties, our rights as Americans, our protection under the Constitution is going to disappear, and it will not be long. This is just a rehearsal. Hear what I am telling you. Ask yourself how I called this on February 29th. Okay, so there's Victor David Hansen. There's Fool Fauci. Now, let's get into this a little more. Let's get into Germany. Take a look at the link there, the Worldometer, third link down. So below NBC News, the third link down is the coronavirus, is the Worldometer. Go into the world. And look at Germany. Go into the world. Germany, as of yesterday, had 2,736 deaths. Germany has been hit as hard as anybody. Italy, France, Spain. Germany's been smacked just as hard. There's good reasons for that. All of Europe's been. And Germany's only had 2,736 deaths. Germany and California have had high exposure and very few deaths. And of course, the same arguments are going to be put forth in Germany. So let's go to this article on Germany. And you'll see. You will see that in Germany, you've got a whole load. And this article, of course, is below the first link. The second one, Tyrol Ski Resort. Click that one on. New York Times, March 28th, last week, 2 weeks ago. Germany has relatively few deaths from coronavirus. Why? Anna, whatever that name is, Sauerbraten. New York Times. The country is not immune to the pandemic, so what explains its low fatality rate? And if you scroll down, countries are in lockdown. Borders are closed off. Healthcare systems are overstretched. Economies are contracting. And people are dying in terrifying numbers. Schmuck! How's this terrifying? Schmuck! How's it terrifying? We lost 600,000 to the 2017 flu. Why wasn't that terrifying? We've lost 100,000 now. Look, you got to get down to it. It's all relative. Here is much of the same. Though not in full lockdown, schools, shops, restaurants, theaters are closed. Gathering with more than two people are banned. The economy will shrink. Even Chancellor Angela Merkel self-quarantined after learning that her doctor was infected. She tested negative. Germany, it seems, is not immune to the ravages of the pandemic. And of course, the point is, nobody's dying in Germany. The death rates are exceedingly low. What are the Germans doing correctly? This article is going to have a bunch of big-shot German virologists, epidemiologists, immunologists, infectious disease doctors, people on the front lines saying that the reason is, from the beginning, Germany tested, Germany tracked, Germany segregated. Germany did all these things that nobody else did, and that's why Germany doesn't have a lot of deaths. I want you to hold that, because I think that's a lot of crap. I think Germany, and I'm going to argue this, was infected all over Germany. And this is just scientific arrogance at thinking that because the Germans track it better than the Italians or the Spanish, or the French, because, you know, Germans do things more efficiently in general, because their healthcare system is more robust, that Germany's contained it significantly more effectively. I think it's a lot of crap. I'm going to make an argument. You make up your own mind. But think about California and that crock, because I smell it in Germany, too. And, of course, it's all pointing to the lockdown, the quarantine, and a more effective quarantine, more effective testing. And this is all in that boat that will lead to vaccinations across the board. When I was a little boy, what did I get? 4 vaccines? Now they get 50, 60. Wait until you see what's coming. Wait. Wait until you see what Bill Gates has in store and the rest of these slobs. Okay. First and foremost, claim the Germans. Page 1 of 3 on the bottom. I circled this for you. First and foremost, early and persistent testing helps. And so does tracking people. This is what tracking people means. It means a lot of things. But if you work in an office and you have a cough and you get sick and they test you and you're positive, they ask you what you were doing 2 weeks ago and they find out you went to the Mardi Gras or you were at some party. And so they go to all the people in that party and they see if those people are sick. And if they find that those people are sick, now they're starting to track and they take all these people and immediately they remove them from the public. They tell them, go home, lock your doors, don't come out. And then they follow and they see how that progresses. And doing this with every lead that they get, one by one by one, the great nation of Germany collapses its healthcare system onto tracking. So quarantining is done earlier and more intelligently, more thoroughly. And that combined effect of tracing and tracking will limit the spread because we're identifying the people that are spreading it. And they do this so effectively that they've brought down the death rate many, many times. That's what they mean. And what I'm saying is, if you look at what I wrote in, and so does tracking. First and foremost, the secret, early and persistent testing, and so does tracking people. And I wrote in, not after they're all infected. Which is what I'm saying is happening in California. The Californians won't argue it anymore. Got all infected. And then we come along with our little quarantine and we decide that that saves the day. This serves other agendas. It doesn't add up with the numbers. It's Hansen's point and Witkowski's point and my point. Now let's look at this. Let's keep going. Let's see how tracking works. Take the country's first recorded case. On January 28th, a man in Bavaria, that's southern Germany, works for a car parts company that has 2 plants in Wuhan, was confirmed to have the virus. Within days, the authorities identified the person who had infected the patient. So they found this guy from the parts store, the parts place, had the virus, and then they found the person who infected this guy, tracked his contacts, and quarantined them. The company stopped travel to China, shut down its plant in the outbreak. Several other employees tested positive, was effectively contained. Across the country, the pattern was repeated. Local health departments and federal authorities worked together to test, track, and quarantine exposed citizens. This is why this is a crock. Because if you understand anything, and when I get to Tyrol, which is the ski resort, you're going to understand what I mean. From the day you start tracking, there's 50, 100, 200, there's many dozens of times as many people spreading it as you're tracking. You can't possibly keep up with the rate of transmission. You can't. You can't. And by the time you do, it spreads so fast that anything you do, quarantine including, isn't going to have enough of an impact. This is Witkowski's point. But this becomes more clear. Wait till I get to Tyrol. Germany's also been better at protecting its older residents who are at much greater risk. This is the only piece of this that I would agree with. This is where all the state's resources need to go. This is where all the moral indignance needs to funnel, to the elderly. Those are the people you get out of society. You shove the food under the door. You make sure they are in deep, militant isolation. If you want to help them, if they want to help themselves. Again, it's a choice decision because statistically, high percentages of people over 70 are going to be just fine. But if there was a group you isolate, quarantine, focus on, throw financial resources at, that's the population. Couldn't agree with it more. Oddly enough, so does Witkowski. So, kudos to Germany for being better at protecting its older residents. Now, this is the key. Many more young people in Germany have tested positive for the virus than in other countries. That's because many more people in Germany are tested. It's a stupid statement. Well, then they cover their butt. In part, that's attributable to the country's more extensive testing. Thank you. But this is what's interesting. But there's also an element of chance and culture. Germany is a ski nation. Around 15 million Germans go skiing every year. And the Austrian and Northern Italian Alps are popular locations. Now, how many people in Germany? Let me just do a quick check. $83 million people in Germany. 14 million go skiing. That's what I'd call, man, a ski nation. 14 divided by 83. You're talking about 16-17% of all Germany goes skiing. Well, look at what they do with that. Almost 1 out of 5 Germans are skiers. In the Austrian and Northern Italian Alps, this year, after vacation has traveled to one of the centers of the European outbreak, Tyrol, they seem to bring back the virus with them and spread it. Now, wait a second. You're not going to Tyrol, but you can start studying Tyrol. It's a ski resort that a lot of friggin' people went to. And somehow, Tyrol mixed with China or Italy or something. But the epidemiology done on what was coming out of Tyrol showed hordes of kids going there to ski and coming back sick. How long do you think they were doing this before the testing and quarantining started? Any guesses, gang? Or do you think that on day one, the first person of Tyrol was exposed to the virus? 14 days later, the pandemic began, and the geniuses of the great state of Germany swooped in on the people in Germany who had been exposed to the virus in Tyrol, who now, after the 2-week incubation, were obviously sick, traced it to Tyrol, cut off everything in Tyrol, and tracked and threw everybody in Germany that got it 2 weeks ago from Tyrol in quarantine, and that explains it. You think that happened? If you think that, I have a bridge for you to sell to you. I'll sell to you Brooklyn Bridge. You give me 5 mil, I'll give you the bridge. I'll write it up. Call me. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I got things to sell to you. If you are that naive or dumb. No. Tyrol and wherever the hell this virus came from. Germany, Italy, wherever. It was circulating there a long time. And you can't track and test the asymptomatic people. Now, this is where you got to get this. Most of these transmissions, at least 50, probably higher, or asymptomatic. You think those people are running around waving their hands? Hey, Mr. Government official in the hospital, I want to come on down. It's my civic duty. I feel great, but I want to get tested anyway. I don't want to hang out this afternoon with my girlfriend or go out and eat wiener schnitzel in the Alps yodeling. No, what I want to do is trudge on into the hospital. I feel great, but I want to go there anyway and make sure I get tested. You understand? The vast majority of people that get this are asymptomatic. You're never going to be able to track them. By the time you think you're tracking somebody, Mr. Virologist at Germany's leading institute, by the time you think you're doing this, it's already spread like wildfire. Yeah, you can do your little game. Certainly you should get the old and sick out of the population. But don't think your quarantine started on time. Understand that by the time you even thought about it, that virus with those asymptomatic people had been spreading much earlier than your quarantine ever started. Let's scroll down. Both early testing and incubation of the virus among the young go part of the way in explaining why the country's fatality rate is so low. It's how much and whom we test, Martin Sturmer, a virologist, director of lab that is running the corona test in Frankfurt, told me. In general, countries that test less and reserve it for those who are already ill, like Italy, have higher fatality rates. That is such an empty, stupid statement. Do you understand how dumb that statement is? In general, countries that test less and reserve it for those who are already ill, like Italy, have higher fatality rates. Do you understand how stupid that statement is? It simply means if 100 people come into a hospital, 10 die, and you test the 100, you have a death rate of 10%. But on that day where the death rate is 10%, you go out and you test thousands and thousands. In fact, you test 40 million people in Germany. And many of them are asymptomatic but test positive for the virus. Now you have to add all those healthy people who didn't get sick but still tested positive to that group in your hospital. And what does that do to the lethality rate? It drops it significantly. So what is this guy saying? Then he's saying nothing. He's saying, in general, countries that test less and reserve it for those who are very ill, like Italy, have higher fatality rates. It's an absolutely meaningless statement. But don't tell that to the reporter. She doesn't even know what a virus is. And this is what's circulating, and this is what people are reading. And what it means to the layperson, not you, and pat yourself on the back for being smart enough to trudge through this stuff with me. What this means to the general public is, oh yeah, the quarantine in Germany, that's what did it. Just listen to what that virologist said. Test and test and test, and you'll have a lower fatality rate. Fucking stupid. Let's keep going. I think she gets a little smarter at the end. So there is perhaps one lesson we can draw from Germany's experience. Don't count your blessings or your data too soon. I mean, she's just throwing crap in the air, but she's closer. You're going to know what the lethality rate of this is at the end. So what do I mean, the lethality rate? The lethality rate of the flu is 0.1%. After this dust storm blows over, if we were to go to Germany, since we're talking about Germany, and test we do 80 million tests, you can't get food at the supermarket in Germany if you don't get tested. We test all 80 million people. And then we test the number, we add up the number of people who died, and we put up the number of people who test positive against the number of people who died. When we do that, in the end, that's the true lethality rate. That's why don't count your data too soon. If we do that, you know where the lethality rate's going to be on this thing? I'll bet you it's less than the flu. Why am I saying this? Why am I saying this? Why am I saying the coronavirus, I can't swear by this one, but very possibly is even less harmful than the flu? Because it goes after old people. Just because it goes after older people with comorbidities tells you it's a weak virus. This has to be respected. The flu goes after everything it can get its hands on, not the coronavirus. That's significant. And it suggests strongly, if we ever get the number of people tested, we need to. You're going to see against the number of deaths, the lethality rate of this thing drop to nothing. Mark my words. I have not been wrong about anything with this thing from February 29th. All right. Let's look at Italy. Go to link number 4. I find this very interesting about Italy. Now look at this. This is April 11th, 2020. Italy's had about 15,000 deaths. Oh, yeah, I know. I get it. In Italy, now that the death toll is dropping, it's because the quarantine has been so effective. How do I mean so effective? Well, all 15,000 deaths are in the same neighborhood, basically. If you start dropping south, if you start going to Sicily, Calabria, Abruzzo, so on and so forth, up to Naples, they don't even know what this is. There's no death rate down there. Nobody's getting it. 15,000 are concentrated into a very small part of Italy. Oh, yeah. That's because the Italians got on that quarantine. No, Italy, I mean, the hack job done is Italy. They botched everything. Their healthcare system rots. The Italians were perfect. Now, how do I know this? Because in the 2018 flu, you know how many people Italy lost? 60,000. Italy, with 60 million people, lost the same number of people that America did in 2018. To the flu. Look it up. The 2017-2018 flu. I put this article on my website about 3 weeks ago. The article pointing out that the Italians, especially in Bergamo, are studied all the time, because if anyone's going to end up in a coffin to a virus, it's Northern Italy, Bergamo. Why? Because in 2017-2018, they did. Italy lost 60,000 people in the 2018 flu. America lost 60,000 people to the 2018 flu. Bergamo, Northern Italy, is where you die of the flu. For a bunch of reasons. They smoke, everybody's way older, they're diabetic, they live on carbs, they're sedentary, and I'm going to add a few things. Number one, it's not a single virus you look at. to determine what your vulnerabilities are. It's what we call your infective titer. It's the total number of infections in the body, viral, parasitic, fungal, and so forth. One thing that stands out in a place like Bergamo is how old everything is. And old, because Bergamo is a tourist city because it's beautiful. It's a beautiful city. It's old world. Old world means rotted walls. Rotted walls mean fungus. Cold, nasty, dark winters, which is what Bergamo is till recently, a week or two ago, means an infective titer that's heavily depressive to the immune system. It uses up all your cells. Basically, Bergamo is a smoking, diabetic, sedentary, sunless cave of old people. Yes. Just like New York. Yes. And France and Spain are not that different. It's a cluster for the perfect storm. And we know this. Why? Because in 2018, Bergamo lost 60,000 to the flu, the same number that America, with six times the population, lost. The article's on my site. Now, this virus hits Bergamo. This virus that's been transmitted from where? The Alps? The Chinese? You know, China, when the fashion industry collapsed, bought up many of the factories in Milan. The Chinese are buying up the world anyway. Something that Trump has tried to change. And if you doubt that, listen to Trump 30 years ago on David Letterman screaming about China and unfair trade practices. This is a whole other story. But China bought out many of the production design factories a number of years ago. There's lots of Chinese in northern Italy, not to mention the tourism. Does this sound familiar? Does this sound anything like what we might be talking about in California? Do you suspect that Chinese from mainland China, working in factories for the last number of months, were fermenting a plague? And of course, it only got to Bergamo. It didn't get further. It didn't get to the rest of Italy. And because it didn't get to the rest of Italy, the Italians down there, they're not sick. You don't see it in central southern Italy. It's just up north. Or better yet, the Italians started the quarantine early enough. Everybody else in the old age homes up in Bergamo is sick and dead. But nonetheless, they started the quarantine early enough. Or what? Or what? Or that thing's been spread all over Italy. Except one thing. The north is a sitting duck for the virus. Medici, that's not true. Yeah, it is true. And that's why Bergamo is known in epidemiology as the place you study the flu. Because in the 2018 flu, that same area was decimated by that virus. This is just a replay of influenza in a city that's a hot box for the flu. Just like New York is a hot box for this virus. That's a lot closer to reality. That's what's going on. But what's going to happen? What's going to happen is over the next 2-3 weeks, everyone's going to stand up and clap. Dr. Fauci is going to praise America. President Trump's going to smile to the world. Germany's going to sit at the top of the mountain with the South Koreans and swear by their version of the quarantine. America's going to start going back to work. Hopefully the economy picks up. But of course, Dr. Fauci and the WHO are going to be pointing a finger going, don't get too happy too fast, because if we don't continue to wear our face masks or continue to practice social distancing or continue to stay out of our hotels, continue to stay out of our restaurants, continue to live a half life, this thing could come back. And in the fall, when it gets cold again, expect it to come back anyway. This is going to just be the beginning of the end. We are going to be listening to this crap now for the rest of our life and beyond. And somewhere along the line, as fate will have it, we are going to spawn a virus. And that virus is going to have some real teeth. Because if it takes this little to put the world in crisis, God help us the next time around. I'm done. I have nothing more to say. Honestly, this is a nauseating topic to me. I am truly disgusted with my fellow man. Truly disgusted. I only pray there are enough people like you listening today. And I praise you for listening. And I praise you for being smart enough. Please take the statistics in. And what you're not doing, and I know you're not doing enough of it, is thinking about this, looking at the statistics, getting the names down, getting the numbers down, and taking it to the rest of the people in your social circle. Bring it to them. Bring it to them. And expect them to spit at you. Expect them to yell at you. Expect them to flip out. The typical idiotic narrative. Let them be relentless. Crush them. Crush them for the sake of our Constitution. Write to your representatives. Write. Write to their offices and tell them they will not get your vote. Do this. Do this. Write to the governor. We need to do this better next time round, and there will be next time round. I'm going to start a webinar soon. I'm going to take groups of 15 to 20 people who have health concerns. I'm going to interview them. I'm going to get to know them, and then I'm going to make groups. And if we can move the health ball with the people in the groups, you'll be in the group. I'm going to charge $200 after this quarantine is lifted. I may discount it. It's going to be a lot of work for me. It's going to be $200 a month to join. It's going to be a club. You'll sign waivers, all sorts of stuff to make my life easy. But then, once a month, we're going to do a seminar on Zoom. In the middle of that month, so it's monthly, in the middle of that month, we're spending an afternoon, evening, I'll figure it out, doing a chat room so that my group of 15 or 20 can bring their questions about their stuff, specific questions. That comes with the membership. And then each month, I will post 1 to 2 videos, clips of me doing the things I'm asking you to do, whether it's exercises, stretches, cleanses, dives in the ocean, meditations in sea caves, the nuts and the bolts. Then we're going to start a chat room. written stuff, chit-chatting between the members of the group, exclusive to the group. And that's a lot of work on my end. So it's going to be $200 a month. For $2,500 a year, if you're serious about moving the ball of health, I'm going to teach you how. But you're not going to be looking at your symptom. You join this group and you've got back pain, we're not looking at your back pain. We're looking at your health. You join this group and you have some autoimmune disease, we're not looking at your autoimmune disease. We're looking at your health. And that is the message. The message is you don't heal by looking at your disease. You don't heal by looking at your symptom. You heal by looking at your health. And under intelligent, supervised therapies for your health, not for your disease, not for your symptom, your body will heal the problem. You can take that to the bank. Now, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. When I say something, I am rarely wrong. Or I don't say it. Just like COVID-19. I told you this was grossly exaggerated. Listen to my February 29th show. I said, relax. Then I said they slanted the statistics. Then I said, it's not going to be worse than a bad flu. Where have I been wrong? Not once. And I won't be wrong about this. Health is about health, not about disease. Health is not about focusing on your symptom. It's about focusing on your health. Whether it's natural medicine or allopathy, we have deceived you. And I want to do something about that. More on that later. That's it for today. God bless you. Special thanks to those that participated. We had over 100 people in the webinar. Absolutely fantastic. A lot of fun. Everyone said they learned a lot. God bless you. And let's hope this stupid quarantine is over sooner than later. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.